present, so those of you joining us by streaming video, Happy New Year to you as well. And I have a somewhat of a New Year's message, although it's a part one and part two. It'll be this week and next week. Take your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 4. And it's not necessarily, well, it is a challenge, but not a challenge to do something, a challenge to keep something, as you'll see in our scripture reading. Ephesians chapter 4. It says in verse 1, it says, Ephesians 4, 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Let's pray. Our God and our Father, I pray that this passage of Scripture, if it doesn't already mean a lot to the individuals here, that they'll see how important this passage of Scripture is this week and next week, and perhaps even commit it to memory, but certainly determine to keep that unity that your Spirit has created. So we pray for a good understanding of the passage and an appreciation. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Some time ago, and when I came to understand right division, I don't know exactly where it was, but I came and I read this passage of Scripture, perhaps being guided to the thought of one baptism. Maybe that was brought me here, but started looking at just the verses that we read, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, and realized how responsible we are for that statement that's there. And then began to realize that that is like a statement of faith found in the Bible. I was real pleased later to find, by reading the Constitution of Grace Bible Church, that this is the passage that this church was established on, saying this is our duty, this is our obligation, this is our calling of God. And I thought, oh, wow, they nailed it. Because I saw it just by the simple reading and what it's saying. But anyhow, so beginning of the new year, I thought to myself, I'd like to go back over some of these things and just look at each one, because there's seven unities that are recorded in verses 4 through 6 there. And I just want to go over them with you, because they should mean something to you, because they certainly mean something to God and something that we're called on to do. A lot of churches recognize